This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. Amen. I want to welcome to the stage two amazing, wonderful people in our body, Elder Eddie and Sister Sandy Valmere. Would you help me welcome them today? Amen. 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 Would you give me that little stool? You can be seated. We're going to just pray, and I'm so excited about what God is saying today. Father, thank you, Lord, that you would open our ears to hear what we need to hear today. God, I thank you, Lord, that there is nothing that is better than you. And so, God, we invite you to do what you do best, invite you to say what only you can say. And Father, challenge our spirits today, God, and you know where we are. You know what we need to hear. So God, speak in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen, 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 amen. Well, I'm excited about what we're about to do. This is an exciting time, and I wanted to do something a little bit creative this month and switch stuff up, but I believe it's really important and pertinent for what God wants to say to his community. So I've asked Sister Sandy, Elder Eddie to come here, and of course, Sister Sandy's been with us for 3 years now, but it's been three powerful years, three exciting years, and she really has an incredible mandate and mantle in the prophetic, has been active in that for 14 years. And we also welcome Elder Eddie to the stage, which Elder Eddie has never not been here. He's been here since the beginning, and we all know and love him. Been here since the beginning of Hope, been active in the prophetic ministry for 34 years. And actually, it was a prophetic word that Elder Eddie gave that got us started here at Hope all those years ago, when God gave a word to him that the Swillies would move to South Florida and start a church. So thank God for that. Can we just praise the Lord for that? So we're sitting here today because of a prophetic word. And today I want to talk about something really interesting. But I believe the Holy Spirit is really reverberating this in the atmosphere, and so many of our conversations keep coming back to this concept of the prophetic community, what God wants to do through his people, not just one person or two people or three people or somebody that's special, but actually God wanting to do something through a community of people where he's speaking to everyone, and we're interacting with these amazing words that God is giving us. And so it's a place where Jesus saying, there's no monopoly on this. I'm pouring out the Holy Spirit on all flesh. All my sons and daughters are going to prophesy and see dreams, and we're going to see amazing things, and that is what this is supposed to look like. So I wanted to take a look right here at the book of Isaiah. The name of this series is going to be The Prophetic Community. The prophetic community, and I've just been having some heart-to-hearts with some of our key leaders and key members here and key team members, and just this word keeps on coming back, this term keeps coming back, the prophetic community. Look with me, will you, at Isaiah 32, 1 through 4, and it says, "Look, a righteous king is coming, and honest princes will rule under him. Each one will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams and water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a parched land. Then everyone who has eyes will be able to see the truth, and everyone who has ears will be able to hear it. Even hotheads will be full of sense and understanding. Those who stammer will speak out plainly." So Isaiah was looking ahead, prophesying something that was to come. And he's talking about a great king, the king. We're talking about Jesus here. And he's talking about princes that will rule under him. How many know that the Bible says that he's made us now a people? We are kings and priests. So he's going to make princes underneath this king. And so the beautiful imagery here where it's talking about eyes are going to see, ears are going to hear. Even people that were previously hotheads are going to be full of sense and understanding. So Isaiah was looking ahead to Jesus, and Jesus would establish his kingdom, or reestablish his kingdom, rather, on the earth. And Jesus showed up, he announced it, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God has begun on the earth, and one of the aspects of this kingdom is prophetic insight, being able to hear from God. In God's kingdom, this kingdom Jesus came and began in the earth, there's this component of seeing and hearing and discerning and feeling. We're not meant to walk in the dark. Amen? We're meant to walk in the light of his revelation. We're meant to walk by faith, hearing his voice as a community. So we said some powerful things. We're looking at the book of Isaiah. What do those words mean to you?
Well, this morning I woke up and the Lord was showing me about that scripture. He says the princes, and that's us, that's the body of Christ, will administer justice. And he started showing me 2020, in a year, really an era where there's so many voices, so much narrative. He's raising up a prophetic community to begin to release justice. The world is seeking a place of refuge from the storm of anarchy. Streams of water, the word of God, is that word to go into the dry regions that don't know the Lord. It's almost like he's raising up an Isaiah and Issachar community.
Yeah.
That's the prophetic community. To where we all together, not just one person, can hear what he's saying and then release this. This is the way we should go as a community. Underneath, of course, a pastor of a church or...
Amen. I believe this is so key, because right here, when I'm looking at this, we are to establish underneath Christ's leadership, we are to establish communities, we're to establish spaces where people can hear from God and interact with these words. What do these words from Isaiah mean to you?
The first few words that stand out to me were princes. Because it indicates to us that when we speak with authority. And when we speak into an environment or to an atmosphere, we cause change. The Bible says that Jesus, when he came, I do what my Father says to do. And he said that we will do the same. We will do greater than he did. And all of us, being led by the Holy Spirit, are doing what the Father says to do. And when we speak into authority. As you were saying, that what God is doing with the prophetic community, especially in 2020, is that we are shifting the atmosphere with our words of faith. We are speaking biblical principles into the world. And that is what we're supposed to do. Bring the kingdom to the earth.
Yeah. Amen. So we see that the Holy Spirit, he's giving us gifts. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts. And one of these gifts is the prophetic. And of course, all of us kind of latch on, depending on our purpose, we'll latch on to different gifts that the Holy Spirit is releasing. But we're all supposed to really key in on this gift of the prophetic, being able to hear God and be able to express the heart of God to others. So how can we be this prophetic community that we're beginning to talk about here?
Well, first is to understand that we're all supposed to pursue the prophetic gift.
Yes.
Paul said that. With the parameter that we desire love first. Because that's how the prophetic flows. It flows out of his love. So we're all supposed to be hearing, and we're all supposed to be hearing in the way the Lord designed us to hear. That was my first challenge in being the prophetic, was I didn't hear like other people heard. They heard in their ears. I was more of a sensor. I could sense what he was saying, and then he would put words to it. Some people are seers, some people. So it's all finding out exactly how you hear and you were designed to hear. Because when you receive the Holy Spirit, you were designed to hear his word, hear and speak through you for others.
I love to hear you talk about that, because A lot of times people are expecting to hear an audible voice, and sometimes God moves like that, but sometimes God moves in these other ways. You spoke about feelers, or you talk about sometimes God giving ideas, so God more speaking in your mind. Sometimes God, you're seeing something. Sometimes you're dreaming something. You know, God speaks to others really strong in dreams. So God can speak a lot of ways, but the important part is that we're a part of this prophetic community, that we realize we're supposed to be hearing in whatever way we're hearing from God. We're supposed to be with our ears open, you know, perceiving what God is saying and acting upon those things, sharing those things that God is placing in our heart. So I think this is so important, but it's not just a Sunday thing, of course. It's supposed to be like a way of life for God's people, that this is just how we are. This is just who we are Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We are this prophetic community. So how are we outside of church, outside of Sunday, how are we supposed to be this prophetic community?
Be led by the Holy Spirit. Yep. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Each and every day, church is a Sunday thing, and those of us who go on Wednesdays is a twice-a-week thing, and for some of us is a five-day-a-week thing. But the most ministry that we will ever do is outside the church. Outside.
Come on.
We are the demonstration of God's love. And when we speak the heart of God to people. And we demonstrate, we should be a demonstration of the love of God toward them. So when you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're going to sense, you're going to hear, you're going to see. You might feel a little sense of urgency to tell this person, you know what? Jesus loves you. And people might say, oh, he says that to everyone. But no, Jesus wants you to know that he loves you. And you are speaking life into that person. The most ministry that we will ever do is outside, in the supermarket, at the park, at the gas station. Speak life. The Lord said, speak life into these dry bones. Can these dry bones live? Speak to it. Flesh will grow on the dry bones.
So good, so good. And so I think it's so important that we carry this in our hearts. We carry this vision in our hearts that this is what God wants us to be. This is the design that Jesus had. And Jesus was recorded saying, those that have ears to hear, let them hear. He said it 8 times it was recorded in the Bible. I'm sure he said it many more times that they didn't write down. It's 10 times in the New Testament. But Jesus was constantly challenging and provoking, prodding the people that were around him to become a prophetic community. He was asking this question: are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you really, really hearing? Are you hearing by the Spirit? Are you discerning what I'm saying? And today, I think as Christians, as Christian leaders, as team members within the church, our job is to create prophetic environments, is to create this, you know, as members of his church, our job is to be a part, enter into this prophetic community. And I love the imagery that Isaiah lies out, that Jesus is the king, he would rule, and there would be princes or leaders that would serve underneath him, that would cultivate these environments where people can hear and respond to God's voice. That's one of the things that I love about Hope. You can come in here and you don't know who's going to say something to you, but you know God is going to speak. And God could speak to you in the middle of worship directly. God could speak to you through a person. God could speak to you through the message. But God is speaking, and we are a community that believes in the prophetic. We are the prophetic community. So what can we do as members of God's prophetic community to continue to encourage the hearing of God?
Well, one of the ways is to realize that when we're out there Monday through Friday, out in the world, when he says, I've given you ears to hear, it's ears to listen and interact with him. So you're hearing what someone's saying to you, but you're interacting with the Lord and waiting for him to. The prophetic is so easy. He just wants you to give them a word that's going to encourage them, that's going to build them up, and that's going to comfort them. It's so simple. So you're listening to someone talk to you. either in church or out in the world, and they're telling you a story. Take time, because the Lord wants you to stop from what you're doing and pay attention and listen and interact with him at the same time as you're hearing and as they're telling you their story of their mother that just passed away from COVID. Well, that's your moment to comfort. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit begins to release comforting words to them. You're prophesying. Amen. They don't know it. We call that conversational prophecy. And they don't know, but when you leave their presence, they feel transformed. And when they see you again, they're looking forward to see you.
Oh, I love that. This is so good. You know, people loved Jesus. People loved to hang out with Jesus. Even sinners, even the worst of sinners, they liked being around Jesus. Why? Because he entered into their life and he was able to connect, you know, this supernatural world and this kingdom of heaven into their natural everyday life. And you're exactly right. God wants to put his super on your natural conversation. God wants to put his super on your natural conversation. Right in the middle of your natural conversation with an everyday person, God wants to just start giving you a download. God wants to enter into your conversation and make it supernatural. And so that's what I love about the prophetic community. But how do we stay balanced? You know, with everything, we have to stay balanced. How do we stay balanced? How do we be accountable in this type of environment?
Staying balanced is also easy. You have to follow the Holy Spirit. One of the things that is absolutely imperative, because I see this a lot in the prophetic class, you must read and study the Word of God. It is an absolute, because when you are not familiar with the truth, then it's going to come by you and you won't know what's the truth and what's not. You have to be able to distinguish what is truth and what is the Word of God. So it's very important to study, not just, you know, I'm going to read a chapter today. Study it, pray about it, meditate on it, you know, that type of thing. And follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Worship. You know, that's what we do here. It is so imperative not to just do that on Sunday. You should be doing it at home. Put on your favorite song, you know, your favorite worship CD. Put your hands up in your living room, waving like you just don't care, you know, that type of thing. And you know what? When you start to speak, you'll just start speaking in tongues. You'll just let out the Spirit of the Lord. I mean, your whole neighborhood is going to change. Everywhere you go, people are going to be changed because you are so filled with God. So you have to remember, to stay balanced, be led by the Holy Spirit. If you're washing dishes and he said, you know what, I need to hear from you, hallelujah, you know, shout. Shout in your kitchen, you know what I'm saying? Don't hold it back. He said, I haven't heard from you in a while. Oh, my bad. Hi, Holy Spirit. You know, talk to him. Talk to God. When you're upset, tell him. When you're happy, tell them. You know what I'm saying? That will keep you balanced. And when you have this innate joy, and that is what is so, that's what we need right now. That is what we are so desperate for right now. That's what people are desperate for right now, that joy, that peace that you have within you. And when you go out, trust me, you don't even have to say nothing. Just walk in the room, put your feet on the floor. Walk in the room, put your feet on the floor. It is going to change things. See, the best witness that you can do, witness without saying a word. Praise God. The presence of the Lord in you is going to shift the atmosphere. Amen? Be led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. That's so, so true. You know, I think as you were talking, I was thinking about if I went to the Middle East and they were speaking Arabic and I could hear, but I wouldn't understand. Studying the language gives me the ability to understand what I'm hearing. And so when we study the Word of God, we are studying the language of God so that when he speaks, we're able to not just hear, but we're able to understand.
His character also. His character also. You are going to see who he is in the Word of God. You're going to find out who he is. And inside of him is your identity. Your identity is in Christ. Everything you are is inside Christ. If you go and ask him, everything you need is inside of him. Nothing. You will want for nothing. Everything you are is inside of God. I prophesy that today, that you will have an experience with God. From this day on, you will no longer just hear it from other people. You will have your own testimony. You are going to encounter God on your own, and you are going to testify about how wonderful and how glorious he is. Your identity is inside him. Get in the word. Follow the Holy Spirit. Speak to the dry bones.
Amen. 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 So we're talking about everybody hearing from God. So, but how do we, as we're speaking, how do you discern and filter God's words from good ideas? And sometimes just being human beings, we have emotional impulses. So sometimes we can speak out of an emotion, or sometimes we can speak out of a good idea. How do we discern the difference between something that's a word from God and something, whether we're listening, hearing somebody say something to us, or we're hearing something and we're saying, okay, is this you, God, or is this my emotions, or is this just a good idea? How do we discern? How do we filter?
Well, there's two minds. There's the natural mind of man, but then there's the mind of Christ. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about the spirit of the mind, the Holy Spirit of the mind. He says that we have the mind of Christ collectively, but not individually. So it might sound like a great idea, but if it doesn't leap in your spirit, or if it's not what I call outside the box, what I say, it's not a thought. When you hear it, or when the Lord speaks to you, a thought for someone, and it's like, I don't think that way, or that's not a natural advice I've heard people give. It's outside the instructions the Lord gave the prophets in the Old Testament, things to do, were all outside the box. They didn't make sense to the natural mind, but in the spirit, it was the right thing to do at that right time. That's how you know. It's an unusual thought. It's a thought that comes right out of heaven. And that's when you know that special feeling on it, that say, oh, I need to pray on that one, because that was, they said that to me and it made me think, it made me stop, it made me pause. Rather than it's just a good thought, it's a good principle, you know, it's been in books and it's okay to walk your life that way. But when you need a word for something that you need an answer for that you haven't gotten because you don't have the full mind of Christ, we see through a glass darkly, I only see in part. That's why the prophetic community now in this season is what the Lord wants to release on the earth, because it's going to take us coming together as a family, not just a community, as a family of love, a place called hope. We're more than a church and a family. We're one family in faith. It's what the Lord is designing in this time and season.
You know, that's so key, especially when you started talking about collectively, we have the mind of the Lord. God designed us that way, that we need each other. It's like, how can one, you know, body part say to the other body part, we don't, no, we're all the body of Christ. And to actually function as the bride, to actually be the hands and feet of Jesus, we have to work together to be prophetically accurate. There's something that's safe about being a community, because we're able to help one another. We're able to fine-tune those words as they come out. And we see in Proverbs, it says where there is there's safety, there's counsel, there's wisdom found in a multitude of counsel. And so that's what happens in this prophetic community. Somebody will hear something, somebody will hear the other piece of it. And so if somebody just heard the one piece out of context, they might be led to believe this is what God was saying. But when you hear this, and then you hear this, and you hear this, and the situation begins to, you see different sides of it, you're like, oh, I can see what God is saying. So there's such power, such safety in this prophetic community. Now, Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. I think it's so important that we stay healthy. If we want our prophetic community to stay healthy, we have to stay healthy, and that comes from our heart. You know, sometimes just working with people, you know, sometimes we can hurt each other. We can see someone's feelings get hurt because something was said in the wrong season or it was said in the wrong way. So how do we keep our heart healthy so that we can keep our prophetic community healthy?
Well, the Lord instructed us, and he said offenses will come.
Yeah.
Yes. So where are they going to come? They're going to happen in church. You have to expect those times to happen. And when they happen, immediately realize, oh, Lord, what's going on? That person's having a bad day. Or they misunderstood what I said, or they don't know me. So this way you're guarding your heart from saying, oh, I'm going to take offense. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to get upset. I'm leaving the church. You're taking that offense that the Lord does not want you to take. He says they'll come, but you guard your heart, and then you actually, listen, we're supposed to love our enemies.
How much more should we love each other?
How should we love our brothers and sisters in church when they happen? You don't know what happened to them at home. So these offenses will come. You guard your heart, and you, the best way to guard your heart is if they said something that offended you, immediately forgive them. The next step is immediately pray for them. And the next step is bless them. He says, bless them that curse you. Bless them that offend you. Those opportunities come. You know why? They come in order for there to be a, it makes you, it grows the grace inside you. There are opportunities for you. The Lord's given you opportunities for your grace to grow. So once you understand that, you won't be offended. And that's how you guard your heart. You don't keep yourself guarded from people, but you guard your heart from that offense filtering into a hurt and a pain.
Wow. So good. So good. So if we're in this prophetic community, and of course, we're all growing, especially people that are just coming into the prophetic community, how do we deal with a word that wasn't completely accurate that's given to you, or how do you, what is your process there?
Well, it has happened more than once, and what Prophet Eddie said is very key. You do have to forgive. First and foremost, I remember that we prophesy in part, we only see through glass darkly, and also God spoke to a donkey. So don't pay very close attention on who's giving you the message or what the message said. If God wants to speak to you, be open to receive what God would like to speak to you. Something Prophet Dennis said, he said, you know what, just tell him, I didn't hear that, but I'm going to pray about it. You know, I say, because I do this, I take what I need and I throw away the trash. Some of it they're saying I might need. Some of it they're saying I might not. So, you know, we see through a glass darkly. I'm still going to take it and pray about it. I'm still going to pray about it. I still want to hear, God, what are you trying to tell me? And you must understand that God's heart, accuracy is not the details. Accuracy is the God's heart for you. And the love of God should come through the message. You should see the person, the messenger should convey to you the love that God has for you. It should come through a filter of love. And most of the time, you can tell immediately that it's not God when it doesn't come through that filter. And you can tell immediately because, you know, it sounds offensive. It sounds like an attack. It sounds like the accuser of the brethren. When we know that God does the opposite. He calls us closer to him. He doesn't push us away. So one of the things that you can know that it's not the, you know, it's not for you, it's just, it's not accurate. It's not God's heart. It's not in love. And what you do is you do what Prophet Eddie said, which is forgive the person. And if that forgiveness doesn't, if you don't feel it, it's okay. You know, I stay upset for a couple days sometimes. You know, maybe 2 or 3, 4, 5 weeks, maybe.
Oh, Lord.
You know,
thing. 2 years. What? What? You know? Sometimes you gotta keep saying it till you believe it. I forgive you. You know, you do have to forgive, because forgiveness will keep your heart from, you will feel the hurt, but it won't remain, because the love of God, it will comfort you. It will heal your heart from the pain. God will give us a heart of flesh. So, you know, don't dwell on it. Bless them, as Prophet Eddie said. Bless them, speak over them, and hope that God will reveal his heart to them.
Amen. Amen. I think that something so important that you said, and I just add this to it. Does God judge? Absolutely. Does God correct us?
Yes.
Absolutely. But is the most noticeable trait of God is love. For God so loved the world that he gave. For God so loved us that he redeemed us. He not only created us in love, but he redeemed us. He bought us back in love. So if it's not motivated by love, if the word is not somehow starting or ending or interwoven with love, there's something that is missing there. And so I love this. We have to know that in a community of people practicing hearing the voice of God, learning how to hear the voice of God, sometimes people are going to miss it. It's not might miss it. Some people are going to miss it. And the truth of the matter is, we've all missed it before, because we're all growing into the likeness of, to the full measure of Christ. And I heard somebody say something really awesome, because sometimes people worry about being a false prophet. And actually, the Old Testament more defines a false prophet as someone who is manipulating people and intentionally pulling people away from God. It's not necessarily about earnestly seeking God and you kind of missed how you heard. You misheard God. That's not a false prophet. A false prophet is actually somebody with evil intentions that is trying to use prophecy to gain money, to manipulate people, and ultimately pulling people away from God. So that's the Bible definition of a false prophet. A false prophet is not somebody that loves the Lord, that is trying to hear his voice, that is trying to give an expression of God's heart. No, that's somebody that is somewhere in that prophetic community operating, growing, and trying to be a part of what Jesus envisioned. So we have this big, big responsibility to be a prophetic community, but also we have to be accountable to God and to each other for the words that we say and words that we hear. And I think sometimes it can be like a little daunting, like, wow, we've got this big thing to do. And sometimes we think it's even complicated. But I love what you said in one of our previous conversations about not just giving a word, but standing with somebody in that word. Just elaborate a little bit on that.
That's probably the greatest difference in being a prophetic community. I love when the prophets come by once a year and they give you a word and it just transforms you, and you write it down, you study, you pray over it. But when that prophet leaves, there's about a million questions that you have about that word, and you got to wait till next year to ask them. And what the Lord is releasing in a prophetic community is that we're like a family. If I have a son or a daughter and the Lord gives me a word for them, I'm not going to say a couple of weeks later, I forgot the word I gave you. I give so many people words. No, it's going to be ingrained in my heart. And because it's in my heart, he's going to be giving me ways to help you walk that word out. I think it's the same thing in a prophetic community. I give someone a word that they're supposed to go to engineering school to be an engineer, sound engineer. And they're like a son in this house. Well, the Lord's going to be speaking to me. How do I help this young man who has no idea how to take those steps? As a father, how do I help him get there? Where do I find us? What school should he go to? Is there finances that can come in governmentally to help them? What can I speak into his life to encourage him? I help him walk out that word like Abraham did with his sons. And that's what the prophetic community is going to be transformative. Because when someone walks into this house, and sees us acting like a real family, loving each other, helping each other walk out through life.
You'll know you're my disciples.
They're
going
to say, I need to know this Jesus because I've never seen it. So that's what we're supposed to be doing as a prophetic. You don't just give a word and then just forget you ever gave it to them. You should be praying over that word as much as the person that received it. Because they're going to need help walking it out, and you're supposed to help them walk it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. It's we are in this, when Jesus washed the disciples' feet and he told them, I want you to serve each other like this. When we come and we enter into this concept of prophetic insight and giving each other words, it should be that we are serving one another. I'm serving you to try to bring clarity to what God is already speaking to you, try to give you confirmation, try to give you clarity, try to give you additional insight on what God is speaking to you already. So I'm wanting to serve you. So why does my service stop at just helping you on your journey, hearing from God? No, I want to help you accomplish that. So I love that. We have to serve each other as a body. We have to serve each other as the family of God. And I think that's so beautiful. We've been teaching prophetic concepts and strategies and applications for years now. How do we stay excited about God's prophetic community when we hit some speed bumps?
The best way, I think, well, I can only speak for my own experience and quite possibly some others' experiences. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Because what happens is that, you know, when you encounter different things in your ministry and you're serving others, things happen. You sometimes get frustrated with people. Personalities clash. There's a disagreement, or your feelings get hurt, or you were the one having the bad day, and everything, so everyone who spoke to you just hurt your feelings because you're the one who's having the bad day. One of the things that I experienced directly from this house was Prophet Dennis doing what you said, grilling it, helping you walk it out, speaking it into your heart. He just kept grilling it, and I was like, no. And I was like, I'm good where I am. You know, I'm good. He was like, nope, that's not what God called you. So he just kept grilling it, and God loves you, and God called you, and he just kept putting it in there. And after a while, you know, I said, you know what? I might as well just do it. And I've been happy ever since. Joy returned when I surrendered.
Amen. Amen.
Joy returned when I surrendered, but I did have someone there helping me through each step of the way. It was very hard, very difficult, helping me push through those seasons in my life and those past experiences that were bad, just pushing and praying it through. If someone's there praying you through, you will make it. You will make it. So that is one of the things I'm most grateful for in this house, is that I actually experienced tutelage in that area, because we do need each other. If I didn't have someone, because I was taught differently. I was taught the way, the old way. You're the prophet. You go in. You give the word. You leave. And I was never popular because I never did that. I would always, you know, share the love of Christ, and they would tell me to sit down. So, you know, I was never a popular prophet, but the best thing to get over hurt is to have someone there that believes in you and sees the God in you and sees your potential, and they just push you through it. And it's one of the best things that you could ever have, is a prophetic community.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we could go on, but I'm just going to put a pin in this right now, and we'll pick up next service, and we'll pick up next week, because I believe there's so much that God wants to say about his prophetic community. But I'm going to close in a word of prayer, because it's an incredible challenge that Jesus laid out for us to be transformed into this community. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would touch each and every one of our hearts. God, touch us, Lord, and let us, God, see your vision for your people. God, let us see your vision for us, to be a people that hear and respond and share your words. God, I thank you that we can be responsible for what you're speaking, God, and learn, Father, to hear your voice, God, every day. God, help us to grow into this community that you foresaw, this community that you desire. Maybe you say, Pastor, I just feel like I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel like I'm a little disconnected. If that's you, I want you to slip your hand up. I want to pray for you today. Yeah. Amen. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody, you can repeat this. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for loving me. Long before I loved you, I'm sorry for doing things my way. I'm sorry for getting off track. I realize I need you. Give me a fresh start today. Wipe away all my shortcomings and failures. And teach me to walk with you. Teach me to hear from you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give God the praise today. And let's give a big, big hand for Sister Sandy, Elder Eddie. What a blessing.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.